You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, The Maze.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Mind Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, D Maze. Yes, I'm back. I've been out, 2 weeks? Yeah, man, we back. Look, y'all, I've been having a lot of stuff. A lot of things been going on, good things. So, we here, man. We about to make this thing do what it do. And if I ain't already said it, it is 4:55 p.m. in ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. And we're going to go into this small commercial break, and we will be right back.
Angeles Morning Radio Show is pleased to announce that we now have apparel and other merchandise on sale on our website now. That's right. If you enjoy the positive, conscious messages that the ATLA crew brings to you via radio or our other platforms via social media, we want to encourage you to show your support by donning our apparel. You can shop right now, today, at www.gmfatla.com. Get your merch today, and thank you for your support. The Good Morning from Africa Town, Los Angeles Morning.
Yeah, we're back. We are back, y'all. We thought we had another commercial, but it was the same one. But you know, these things happen in the podcast and radio world. And tonight's episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com. That's BatterUp, BatterUp.com. You go to Amazon, type in BatterUp.com. They got some of the best batter for fish, chicken, and other meats. BatterUp.com. Yeah. Man, what's going on, y'all? Man, so much stuff been going on in the news, last couple of weeks and stuff. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I just took a break, y'all. I mean, sometimes we gotta get away from this damn social media, damn TV, all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because it will rack your brain. So anyway, we're gonna talk about the situation with T.I. and his son. Yeah. That shit was stupid, y'all. So anyway, T.I. gets into with his son King at a Falcons game, and other Atlanta rappers was out there watching it. It was just, I don't even really know what the shit was about, and I really don't want to go into the details of it, but I am going to read some of the comments what people were saying about it. But anyway, you know, they had the 50th year of hip-hop, so, you know, here in Atlanta, of course, y'all know we have played a big part in hip-hop, in this city since the early 90s. Matter of fact, if you're an Atlanta native, you know about rappers from the 80s, like the mid and late 80s. You know what I'm saying? Success and Effect. You know what I'm saying? We had Success and Effect. We had Kilo Ali. We had Sammy Sam. You know what I'm saying? We had a whole bunch of different artists. You know what I'm saying? So, and let me see who else I missed. I believe I got everybody, but Sammy Sam, Success and Effect, Kilo Ali. Oh man, I'm missing some people. Oh yeah, MC Shy D. For all y'all don't know, you know, about old old school. See, I said Semi Sam, Big Oop Records. You had DJ Smurf. You had Edward J. Yeah, man, y'all don't even know about A. Y'all don't know about them boy. A-Town, Hard Boys. Yeah, man, I take it back. But anyway, let's get into the topic. Let's get into the topic, y'all. Your boy, T.I., his son, King, man. I don't know what in the hell the boy was thinking about. Now, what I'm hearing is this, man. I don't know if they said that he was deprived. They said his son was kind of deprived. You know, there's so many different videos I'm looking at. I'm trying to see what they were saying. So, see, T.I.'s son responds to physical altercation with his dad and family at game. Okay, T.I.'s son, King, gets into a heated conversation. Okay, on the ground. Let me see. Can we play this, y'all? Hold on. I don't want to see nobody else talking. I want the actual video. I think this is the video. Hold on, y'all. God, everybody want to talk about it, man. Let me see. I want to see. Is they playing it? Anyway, because I don't want to play somebody else's podcast. But it was embarrassing to the father, man, and the family and shit. I know the T.I. and Tandem, you know, in the past, they had all kind of little issues going on. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But still, I don't know what issues they had with the son. But let's see something. Hold on, let me see something. Let me see, can I play a little something, y'all? Hold on. Let's turn this down a little bit. Let's see, Cam. It's so many videos. I'm trying to find an actual video. I think, here we go. Hold on, let's see.
Being good, man. Right here on the west side, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's an old video right there. Hold on. Oh, here you go. Here you go, y'all. Hold on. Let me cut the music off. Look at this bullshit. This boy look like a damn... I'm trying not to be funny. Here we go. Let's play a little bit. I mean, you know, just on some real shit. I'm a father of four, and having, you know, two boys. You know, every child is different, man. Every child is different. But my thing is this. Yeah, I heard some issues. I heard he had some issues with his son earlier. Then your boy Charles White come out and say, yells, T.I. should have slapped his ass down a long time ago. Some shit like that. You know, Charles White said something about T.I.'s son. And now you giving him ammunition to play with. And it's just a shit show, y'all. It is. And, you know, I hate to see black men and his sons going at it. You know what I'm saying? It's not a good look. Especially an event like that with all those hundreds of thousands. Wait, how many people can hold at the game? Like 70,000 people? Thousands of people at the game. It's not a good look. You know social media is going to make it look even worse than what it really is. And, yeah, man, it's a messed up situation. I really hate it. And let me look at some of the comments. I ain't got my glasses on. This shit is crazy. Somebody said, T.I. did the right thing to his disrespectful ass. He checked him where he disrespected him at. Exactly. T.I. took over in... Somebody said, T.I. took over in 2.3 seconds as he should. Yeah. Boy, you can't do nothing with me. Ain't shit you can do with me. Funny. I'll try not to laugh at him. And that's talking like a father right there, boy. Then somebody said, these young people have no respect or boundaries. I agree with that. See, this is what it is, y'all. We have gave children too much leeway. I'm just gonna keep it real. We don't really check children like we used to get checked. I know times was different 20, 30 years ago, but still, right is right and wrong is wrong, y'all. These kids have no respect. People are scared to punish their children because they're gonna go to jail. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? You get out of line, you get your ass popped. And he said he went from family hustle to family scuffle real quick. Okay, people being funny. And somebody said, let's be real. He's not the only child with issues, but the one with the broadcast. The one with the broadcast. One that broadcast. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. These kids not going to live. Or somebody said these kids are not going to live long. Live a long life. Being disrespectful to their parents. It's true. It's true, man. I mean, I just hope that he learns a valuable lesson from this. But I don't know. They ain't got Charleston White. Oh, man. This guy. You got Charleston White. Let's see. Hold on. Let's play Charleston White, y'all. Hold on. This guy right here. Let's see. Hold on. Hold on.
At the Falcon game, embarrassing the family. This is the man, yeah, that the king little glad. Oh, that boy got a big mouth on him. And he talk loud with them yellow, big old red yellow lips. Oh, yeah, that boy loud in the motherfucker. Oh, yeah, he fucking with the Atlanta Falcons up there disrespecting them people, hollering about he standing on business. Boy, if you don't sit your look, you bruise too easy to stand on business. Yeah, that little yellow motherfucker bruised too easy instead of, man, nigga, boy, everywhere he get touched, it turn red, purple, and blue. Man, please, that nigga, he can't stand on being in that yellow. Hell no, nigga, please. Boy, nigga be walking around looking like Edward Scissorhands in skin complexion if that boy try to stand on being. See, that's what happened when you don't let them yellow kids play with them black nigga cousins. Boy, you go stand on being with your cousin. Don't give a damn about you. Jealous because your daddy.
Yeah, and, you know, Charleston White is a goddamn clown, y'all. He's a clown. I mean, you know, I don't take that guy serious. Like I said, this shit comes out, you know, it just, and these cats are here laughing. Somebody said, my ninja is keeping it clear like the airport, Nicholson, Garden, Heron, Buzz. I don't know, man. Yeah, he won't act like that in Bankhead. See? That's a problem with our people. We always cracking goddamn jokes when it's time. Listen, this is a serious moment. You know, I don't know. This black father, this black son, they going through it. I don't. This man up here talking about how yellow this brother is, how his lips look, how he should be playing with his dark skinned friends. And don't get it twisted. It's a lot of black people think like Charleston White too. I'm just saying, y'all. It's a goddamn shame, man. It's really sad. Somebody said Charleston is like the uncle you can't run that bullshit on. He's right one to get at the youngsters. Nah, man, please. Charleston White probably get his ass whooped by that little joker. Charleston White like Charleston White weigh like 99 pounds. God damn it. I'm saying, but I get what he's saying, but he just doing it for clicks and views. But bottom line is this, y'all. When you, as a parent, I don't know how T.I. raised his kids, because T.I. was, you know, in his early life, he was doing a lot of touring. You know, the brother was, you know, at the height of his career in his prime. So it's a little hard trying to, because I think they were saying King was raised by his grandmother, really, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know if that's true or not. But the thing I'm trying to get at is, this is not a good look for a black man and his son. You know what I'm saying? And I think Tiny was there too. I'm pretty sure some other family members was there too. And yeah, it's, you know, yeah. It it's always something with us, man. What the hell is wrong with some of us, man? Some. But I say some, I don't have to say majority of us, man. We got to keep it real. This shit is embarrassing. It's sad. And yeah. It's goddamn shame, man. It really is. So, yeah, man. I'm pretty much, you know, I don't know what to say. The T.I., boy, I know he probably, boy, when that shit, when they got home, wherever, I don't know if his son got his own spot, but I guarantee you, but T.I. probably gave him a business, boy. And he up there talking about, I'm about that business. I'm about that business. Dude, what in the hell are you talking about? I think he might be a little off, man. No disrespect to y'all. No disrespect. You know, so no disrespect, my brother. But God damn it, boy. These kids these days, boy. God damn shame.
Hi. Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, y'all, ain't too much to say about this. It'll blow over like everything else do. Because, you know, people love bullshit and controversy. Especially when it comes to black people. Making a goddamn ass of themselves. And his son, I don't know, man. You know what? Sometimes, man, you just can't bring certain kids around certain stuff. Because something triggered this guy, this boy, to say, to act the goddamn fool. And that T.I. and Tiny gonna have to goddamn eat that shit. If the boy got some mental problems, y'all need to give him some help. That's all I got to say on that. Damn. But anyway, y'all, I'll probably do a YouTube video on this one. Yeah, probably do a little short on it just to, you know. But anyway, y'all, make sure y'all follow me here on Spotify. Make sure y'all follow me on My Games Uncut Podcast on YouTube. My Games Uncut Podcast on TikTok. I will be going on later on live tonight. I'm trying to play catch up, y'all. And that being said, your boy is out.
You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, The Maze.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of My Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, D Maze. Yes, I'm back. I've been out, 2 weeks? Yeah, man, we back. Look, y'all, I've been having a lot of stuff. A lot of things been going on, good things. So, we here, man. We about to make this thing do what it do. And if I ain't already said it, it is 4:55 p.m. in ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. And we're going to go into this small commercial break, and we will be right back.
Angeles Morning Radio Show is pleased to announce that we now have apparel and other merchandise on sale on our website now. That's right. If you enjoy the positive, conscious messages that the ATLA crew brings to you via radio or our other platforms via social media, we want to encourage you to show your support by donning our apparel. You can shop right now, today, at www.gmfatla.com. Get your merch today, and thank you for your support. The Good Morning from Africa Town, Los Angeles Morning.
Yeah, we're back. We are back, y'all. We thought we had another commercial, but it was the same one. But you know, these things happen in the podcast and radio world. And tonight's episode is sponsored by BetterUp.com. BetterUp.com. That's BATTERUPP. BetterUp.com. You go to Amazon and type in BetterUp.com. They got some of the best batter for fish, chicken, and other meats. BetterUp.com. Yeah. Man, what's going on, y'all? Man, so much stuff been going on in the news. I mean, last couple of weeks and stuff. I'm be honest with y'all. I've been trying to get. I just took a break, y'all. I mean, sometimes we gotta get away from this damn social media, damn TV, all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because it will rack your brain. So anyway, we're gonna talk about the situation with T.I. and his son. Yeah. That shit was stupid, y'all. So anyway, T.I. gets into with his son King at a Falcons game, and other Atlanta rappers was out there watching it. It was just, I don't even really know what the shit was about, and I really don't want to go into the details of it. But I am gonna read some of the comments what people were saying about it. But anyway, you know, they had the 50th year hip hop. So you know, here in Atlanta, of course, y'all know we had played a big part in hip hop. In this city since the early 90s. Matter of fact, if you are Atlanta native, you know about rappers from the 80s, like the mid and late 80s. You know what I'm saying? Success and Effect. You know what I'm saying? We had Success and Effect. We had Kilo Ali. We had Sammy Sam. You know what I'm saying? We had a whole bunch of different artists. You know what I'm saying? So, and let me see who else I missed. I believe I got everybody, but Sammy Sam, Success and Effect, Kilo Ali. Oh man, I'm missing some people. Oh yeah, MC Shy D. For all y'all don't know, you know about old school. I said Sammy Sam, Big Oop Records. You had DJ Smurf. You had Edward J. Yeah, man, y'all don't even know about. Hey, y'all don't know about them boy, A-Town, Hard Boys. Yeah, man. I take it back. But anyway, let's get into the topic. Let's get into the topic, y'all. Your boy, T.I., his son, King, man. I don't know what in the hell the boy was thinking about. Now, what I'm hearing is this, man. I don't know if they say that he was deprived. Yeah, they say his son was kind of deprived, you know. There's so many different videos I'm looking at. I'm trying to see what they were saying. So, say T.I.'s son responds to physical altercation with his dad and family at game. Okay, T.I.'s son, King, gets into a heated conversation. Okay, on Instagram. Let me see. Can we play this, y'all? Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, yes. I don't want to see nobody else talking. I just want the actual video. I think this is the video. Hold on, y'all. God, everybody want to talk about it, man. Let me see. Let me see. I want to see. Is they playing it? Anyway, because I don't want to play somebody else's podcast. But it was embarrassing to the father, man, and the family and shit. I know the T.I. and Tyne them, you know, in the past, they had all kind of little issues going on. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But still, I don't know what issues they had with the son. But let's see some. Hold on, let me see some. Let me see, can I play a little something, y'all? Hold on, let's turn this down a little bit. Let's see, can it's so many videos. I'm trying to find an actual video. I think here we go. Hold on, let's see.
Being good, man. Right here on the west side, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's an old video, right? Hold on. Oh, here you go, y'all. Hold on. Let me cut the music off. Look at this bullshit. This boy look like a damn. I'm trying not to be funny. Here we go. Let's play a little bit.
Hey, baby. Hey, you're upset. You're mad. I know you.
What's wrong with y'all? Why y'all doing that to me? Y'all know me. You know I stand on business. Why you even letting somebody play with me like that? Why you letting somebody play with me like that? Why you letting him play with me like that? Why you letting him play with me?
No, ain't no joking. Ain't no joking. What do you mean?
You are embarrassing yourself and your family.
you are embarrassing yourself. You are embarrassing yourself. You are embarrassing yourself.
Man,
what is she talking about?
Man, get off me.
Well, you can't do nothing with me. Ain't you can do with me.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, just on some real shit. I'm a father of four, and having, you know, two boys. You know, every child is different, man. Every child is different. But my thing is this. Yeah, I heard some issues. I heard he had some issues with his son earlier. Then your boy Charles White come out and said, yells, T.I. should have slapped his ass down a long time ago. Some shit like that. You know, because Charles White said something about T.I.'s son. And now you giving him ammunition to play with. And it's just a shit show, y'all. It is. And, you know, I hate to see black men and his sons going at it. You know what I'm saying? It's not a good look. Especially an event like that with all those hundreds of thousands. Wait, how many people can hold at the game? Like 70,000 people? Thousands of people at the game. It's not a good look. You know social media is going to make it look even worse than what it really is. And, yeah, man, it's a messed up situation. I really hate it. And let me look at some of the comments. I ain't got my glasses on. This shit is crazy. Somebody said, T.I. did the right thing to his disrespectful ass. He checked him where he disrespected him at. Exactly. Somebody said T.I. took over in 2.3 seconds as he should. Yeah, boy, you can't do nothing with me. Ain't shit you can do with me. Well, funny. I'll try not to laugh at him. And that's talking like a father right there, boy. Then somebody said these young people have no respect or boundaries. I agree with that. See, this is what it is, y'all. We have gave children too much leeway. I'm just gonna keep it real. We don't really check children like we used to get checked. I know times was different 20, 30 years ago, but still, right is right and wrong is wrong, y'all. These kids have no respect. People are scared to punish their children because they're gonna go to jail. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? You get out of line, you get your ass popped. And he said he went from family hustle to family scuffle real quick. Okay, people being funny. And somebody said, let's be real. He's not the only child with issues, but the one with the broadcast. These kids not going to live, or somebody said these kids are not going to live a long life being disrespectful to their parents. It's true, man. I mean, I just hope that he learns a valuable lesson from this. But I don't know, they got Charleston White. Oh man, this guy, you got Charleston White. Let's see, y'all. Let's play Charleston White, y'all. Hold on. This guy right here. Let's see. Hold on.
At the Falcon game, embarrassing the family. That king that ugly ass.
Oh, that boy got a big mouth on him. And he talk loud with them yellow, big old red yellow lips. Oh, yeah, that boy loud in the motherfucker. Oh, yeah. He fucking with the Atlanta Falcons up there disrespecting them people, hollering about he standing on business. Boy, if you don't sit your look, you bruise too easy to stand on business. Yeah, that little yellow motherfucker bruise too easy to stand on. Man, nigga, boy, everywhere he get touched, it turn red, purple, and blue. Man, please, that ain't better. He can't stand on business that yellow. Hell no. Nigga, please. Boy, nigga be walking around looking like Edward Scissorhands in skin complexion if that boy try to stand on business. See, that's what happened when you don't let them yellow kids play with them black nigga cousins. Boy, you go stand on video with your cousin. Don't give a damn about you. Jealous because your daddy.
Yeah, and, you know, Charleston White is a goddamn clown, y'all. He's a clown. I mean, you know, I don't take that guy serious. Like I said, this shit comes out, you know, it just, and these cats are here laughing. Somebody said, my ninja is keeping it clear like the airport, Nicholson, Garden, Heron, Buzz. I don't know, man. Yeah. He won't act like that in Bankhead. See, that's a problem with our people. We always cracking goddamn jokes when it's time. Listen, this is a serious moment. You know, I don't know. This black father, this black son, they going through it. Adam, this man up here talking about how yellow this brother is, how his lips look, how he should be playing with his dark skinned friends. And don't get it twisted. It's a lot of black people think like Charleston White too. I'm just saying, y'all. It's a goddamn shame, man. It's really sad. Somebody said Charleston is like the uncle you can't run. You can't run that bullshit on. He's right one to get at the youngsters. Nah, man, please. Charleston White probably get his ass whooped by the little joker. Charleston White like Charleston White weigh like 99 pounds. Goddamn it. I'm saying, but I get what he's saying, but he's just doing it for clicks and views. But bottom line is this, y'all. When you, as a parent, I don't know how T.I. raised his kids, because T.I. was, you know, in his early life, he was doing a lot of touring. You know, the brother was, you know, at the height of his career in his prime. So it's a little hard because I think they were saying King was raised by his grandmother, really, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know if that's true or not. But the thing I'm trying to get at is, this is not a good look for a black man and his son. You know what I'm saying? And I think Tiny was there too. I'm pretty sure some other family members was there too. And yeah, it's, you know, yeah. It's always something with us, man. What the hell is wrong with some of us, man? Some. But I say some, I'm going to have to say majority of us, man. We got to keep it real. This shit is embarrassing. It's sad. And yeah, it's a goddamn shame, man. It really is. So, yeah, man, I'm pretty much, you know, I don't know what to say. The T.I., boy, I know he probably, boy, when that shit, when they got home, wherever, I don't know if his son got his own spot. But I guarantee you, but T.I. probably gave him a business, boy. And he up there talking about, I'm about that business. Dude, what in the hell are you talking about? I think he might be a little off, man. No disrespect, T.I. No disrespect. You know, so no disrespect, my brother. But God damn it, boy. These kids these days, boy. God damn shame.
Hi. Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, y'all, I didn't too much to say about this. It'll blow over like everything else do. Because, you know, people love bullshit and controversy. Especially when it comes to black people. Making a goddamn ass of themselves. And his son, I don't know, man. You know what? Sometimes, man, you just can't bring certain kids around certain stuff. Because something triggered this guy, this boy, to say, to act the goddamn fool. And that T.I. and Tiny gonna have to goddamn eat that shit. If the boy got some mental problems, y'all need to give him some help. That's all I gotta say on that. Damn. But anyway, y'all, I'll probably do a YouTube video on this one. Yeah, probably do a little short on it just to, you know. But anyway, y'all, make sure y'all follow me here on Spotify. Make sure y'all follow me on My Games Uncut Podcast on YouTube. My Games Uncut Podcast on TikTok. I will be going on later on live tonight. I'm trying to play catch up, y'all. And that being said, your boy is out.